Alina Simone, who we hear from regularly on the show, has been monitoring the news out of Ukraine, especially the news out of Kharkov in the east. It's been the scene of some violent protests. Alina was born in Kharkov when it was part of the Soviet Union, so for her, the news feels close to home. And then something happened there that came even closer.
Last week, something flashed across my screen that I never expected to see. News about the Kharkov Zoo. A German researcher tweeted that funding from Kiev had been cut off and the animals were starving. Within days, the story made international headlines. The Kharkov Zoo occupies an almost mythological place in my family. It's where my father worked as a night watchman after he was blacklisted by the KGB.
When I lived in Kharkov, KGB had something against me, and it was hard for me to get any job, at least any decent job.
My dad's a physicist now in the U.S., but in Soviet Kharkov, he couldn't go to grad school, publish his work, or hold any meaningful job. This was undoubtedly the darkest period in his life, but my dad still loves that zoo. When I returned to Kharkov, it was one of the first places I went to visit. So when I heard about the troubles at the zoo, I called my dad. He still has memories of working there, vivid memories of sinister coworkers.
One of them actually was a driver during the Stalin times. He was like an older fellow. He was a driver. He drove people who came to arrest people, you know.
And sad animals.
I would walk around the zoo and some animals will come to meet me, deer in particular. They look pretty sad and I would talk to them a little. So that's... Somebody stole a swan and somebody stole an eagle. Luckily not on my shift, but... I can imagine the swan, they probably eaten it, but the eagle, I don't know.
It's kind of hard to imagine what someone would have done with an eagle in a communist apartment where you share a kitchen with five other families.
Sadly, I lost my job because someone told the director of the zoo that I had a higher education. I don't know what was the law, but the director told me that I was overqualified. By that time, I pretty much decided to emigrate. So there was some hope on the horizon. And, you know, when I looked at those animals, I thought they would also wouldn't mind getting out of those cages.
My dad returned to Kharkov and the zoo in 2011, 35 years after he left.
I went with my friend, and I was happy to see that the conditions of the animals have improved.
As soon as I told my dad about the crisis at the zoo, he immediately put the word out to his emigre friends. Some are Russian, some are Ukrainian. Everyone wants to help. But when I called the zoo's deputy director, Alexandra Tsikhanskaya, she seemed almost hurt that anyone would think they'd let their animals starve. When food started to run low, the director went on local television and made an emergency appeal.
Жители Харкова не то что...
She told me, the people of Kharkov didn't just run. Everyone in the city rushed to the zoo. Attendance soared. They brought us so much food, we can probably use it for the next 3 months. And despite protests in nearby Lenin Square, over 77,000 people bought tickets to the zoo in just 3 days, and donations poured in from all over the world. I feel like there's got to be some kind of political lesson here. Maybe the Kharkov Zoo should run for president of Ukraine. As for Tsikhanskaya, her dream is to turn Ukraine's oldest zoo into a world-class institution and replace cages that are, in some cases, more than 70 years old. No more sad animals. My dad would definitely agree with that. For the world, this is Alina Simone from New York.